North Korea has broken its silence over dialogue with the U.S. The North's official news agency says the country's leader has discussed the issue at a party meeting. Now, the news agency said Kim Jong-un talked about the development of relations with South Korea and the prospect of talks with the U.S. Kim reportedly mentioned the rare summit with the South Korean president that is scheduled for later this month. But he did not mention a meeting with U.S. President Donald Trump. Now, this is the first official mention of a meeting with American officials after Trump said he is ready to hold talks with Kim on denuclearization as soon as next month. North Korea has not confirmed that its nukes will be open to negotiation. Pyongyang has in the past demanded guarantees for a halt in the U.S.'s military presence on the Korean Peninsula for any talks on its nukes. Crossing over to Seoul, joined by Press TV's Frank Smith. Frank, good to have you with us. Well, talk to us about the significance of what North Korean leader is saying and doing.
I think the most important thing we need to recognize here is that North Korea has said, Kim Jong-un has said, that there is a strategic analysis going on within his executive body about relations with the United States. So it's indicative of a potential shift in their strategy in relations with Washington, and something that we haven't heard up until now. This is the first sort of inclination or indication in Pyongyang that there is, again, a change in their relationship with Washington sort of in the offing. And then, of course, you have Donald Trump earlier on, I guess, Monday, saying that he has confirmed that they are going to have a summit in late May or early June, and that North Korea has confirmed in back-channel negotiations, back-channel preparatory discussions that have been taking place between the U.S. and North Korea, has confirmed from North Korean officials that denuclearization would be on the table. One thing that you pointed out that's not being discussed in the media, especially the Western media, is what North Korea wants out of its summit with the U.S. and out of its summit with South Korea, that being security guarantees and how those security guarantees might be defined. Certainly in there is going to be a peace treaty with the U.S., as well as a drawdown of the military exercises that have taken place throughout the years involving U.S. strategic weapons. Those weapons being capable of delivering nuclear weapons to North Korea. They're going to want to see those drills eliminated. And they're also likely going to suggest the withdrawal of U.S. forces from the Korean Peninsula. But again, the issue of what North Korea wants isn't really being talked about. What is talked about is their willingness to discuss and potentially remove and hand over their nuclear weapons and programs.
Well, that seems to be part of the problem. One of the things you talked about, for example, in the media over there and in the West, that the needs of the North Koreans are not, or at least their wants, are not being talked about. And I'm wondering, at the end of the day, with the North Korean leader dealing with the South Koreans, but if Washington does not want the two Koreas to get closer, at the end of the day, it is quite easy for the United States to sabotage these talks. What is being said about that side of the things and the role that the U.S. is playing in all of this?
Absolutely. That's a serious concern, is that there's a lot of support for the status quo within South Korea, conservative circles, within Japan, and of course within the United States. There is a strategic argument for not enabling a rapprochement between the two Koreas. The U.S. wants an excuse to keep its large military bases here in South Korea and throughout East Asia in order to contain China. And similarly, Japan has a strategic reason to not want the two Koreas to get together. They don't want another sort of challenger in the region, and they want an excuse to develop their own military and to change their pacifist constitution to one in which they can participate in military adventures abroad. So there is this, you know, strategic sort of decision-making process, these other concerns that the countries have that they might not want the two Koreas to get closer together. And certainly the U.S. has this kind of, you know, competing motivation in that, you know, it's better for them in terms of their desires to contain China, certainly to have that excuse that there's this, you know, potential threat of North Korea's attack on its troops in South Korea or direct attack to the United States, use that excuse to maintain its, you know, militarization and continue in increased militarization of this region.
All right, thanks so much for that update. Out of Seoul, Press TV's Frank Smith.